You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Two large retailers, Yoyoso and EB Games, have recently made announcements about closing down. The announcements follow the closure of multiple other smaller retailers as business owners struggle to stay afloat amidst rising costs and declining customer bases. To discuss the problem, its causes and potential solutions, I spoke to Chief Executive at Retail NZ, Carolyn Young. We've seen the closure or announcements of closure from two major retailers recently, Yoyoso and EB Games. Is this sort of a one-off incident, or is it a symptom of a larger issue that we're seeing?
It's just a continuation of what we've seen over the last two or three years, where we've seen a significant number of closures and liquidations in the retail sector. It's been a really tough trading environment, and businesses are finding it hard to stay open. They've used lots of their cash reserves and now have a significant level of liabilities and debt that they owe to either staff or the IRD, and that's forcing closures in many instances.
Yeah, and what's creating this problem?
The economy, basically. The consumer confidence is low, despite the ongoing changes to the interest rate cuts from the official cash reserve. We're still seeing consumers are reluctant to open their wallets and spend in New Zealand. We've got higher levels of unemployment, so more people are without jobs, so they've got less income. And, if you've got less money that's circulating in the economy, it's not creating economic growth, it's not creating jobs. People don't have job certainty about their own job, are therefore less likely to spend on discretionary items, which a lot of retailers in that discretionary space.
Lastly here, looking to 2026 as an election year, what kinds of policies are you looking to see from, parties looking to get elected and hopefully alleviate some of this pressure for business owners and consumers?
Yeah, look, I think there's a balance around how the respective parties are thinking about economic growth and ensuring that they're trying to stimulate the economy with economic policies, and that we're looking at ensuring that we've got job growth so that there's jobs coming into the country, that there's encouragement for New Zealanders to spend in New Zealand, to keep money in New Zealand and keep the economy growing and developing. Encouraging savings is good, and ensuring that people have got the right support around them in order to be successful. So, from a consumer perspective, obviously they're looking for good consumer protections and the ability to ensure that when they're purchasing something, they know they've got safeguards against, faulty goods or things going wrong. And from a business perspective, you want to make sure that the settings are right so that it's easy for businesses to do New Zealand, so that that encourages people to open stores and continue to think about investing within their store. And for all of that, we need people to shop in New Zealand and not be shopping in those offshore online purchases, because that doesn't help the New Zealand economy.
Yeah, and you went into it a little bit there, but what more can we see from business owners and consumers as well to sort of alleviate the pressures while we're waiting for situations to improve?
Yeah, look, it's very difficult for a business to do much more than what they've done. At the moment, we're seeing businesses absorbing, increases in everything across the board, from freight to insurance to rates to lease costs to supply costs. When you have all of these costs increasing in your business, the only other lever you can do is to increase price. And the challenge that businesses have had up until now is that consumers haven't had the resources to spend more money, so they've been absorbing some of these increases, which is causing their business to go into sort of those difficult spaces where they're not trading at a profit, and therefore it puts them in question mark around how sustainable their business model can be. So, businesses are at that point now where they're looking at price increases. The key thing is around whether consumers will be able to absorb any price increases that come through.
That was Chief Executive at Retail NZ, Carolyn Young, speaking to me about the pressures faced by retailers in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.